Welcome to Hands That Heal, a compilation podcast of educational segments and interviews for Clear Passage Physical Therapy. In this episode, Belinda Warren is interviewed by Kim Iverson, host of the Your Time with Kim Iverson show, about an alternative treatment for female intercourse pain. For more information, visit www.clearpassage.com.
Belinda, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
So what is this called when a woman experiences pain when she's having sex?
Well, the medical terminology for it is dyspareunia.
Okay.
Which means pain either with initial penetration during sexual intercourse or with deep penetration or with both.
Okay. And what is the cause of this? Do we know?
Well, there are many things that can cause it. The most common things are vaginal or yeast infections or inflammatory problems or trauma, such as falling onto the buttocks or the back or the hips, or surgeries, you know, any kind of surgery in the pelvic area or to the cervix.
Okay. And so when you did research, did you go to a doctor?
Well, yeah. I had cancer in 1984, and they cut half my cervix away to stop me from hemorrhaging. And then I had a lot of internal and external radiation therapy and started having pelvic pain, pain with intercourse, and tailbone pain, and saw so many different specialists, and I got really tired of hearing you have to learn to live with it or it's all in your head.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that from a lot of doctors. Well, they'll say if you're experiencing pain, it's like 30% of women, the pain is psychological, that they're creating the pain. And that has been very interesting to me that, you know, they're saying that, well, it's because of maybe a traumatic sexual experience when you're younger or, you know, being too, I guess, sensitive emotionally, you know, mm-hmm. thinking that, oh, this is going to hurt, and so then therefore it does. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Well, that certainly can be among the causes, of course, if someone's been raped or if there's been abuse. But, you know, if they more often than not, I feel it's a terrible thing to say to a woman that, you know, that it's psychological.
Yeah.
It's very common. It's actually common in more than 60% of women. And I think a lot of women don't talk to their doctors because their doctors, they don't think they're going to take the time with them. But we find very real mechanical reasons for the pain. And, you know, when something hurts, yeah, you're going to anticipate that it may hurt, which is going to perpetuate the problem and make it sort of worse.
Okay. So then you found that there are some natural therapies that would provide relief. Is that right?
Well, yeah. When I didn't find any relief from the, you know, allopathic, you know, Western MDs, I started searching for any and every alternative technique that I could find. And a lot of the work that I got and then we studied and learned and you know, have since treated patients with for 21 years, it was osteopathic, it's hands-on, you know, whatever helped me, we modified and refined and made up our own techniques and, you know, started hearing, you know, very good results with patients, you know, and seeing all their symptoms pretty much resolved and gone pretty quickly.
Okay, Belinda, so now I'm curious. When you say that you do, like, physical therapies, and this obviously has to do with a woman's private area, what do you mean exactly?
Well, we treat externally and internally, and, you know, we feel for where things are tight or lumpy or thick, and we stretch things and we get things more mobile and more flexible.
And women are comfortable with that?
Oh, yeah. Our patients are, by the time they come see us, they've tried so many different things, they're willing to do whatever it takes.
Wow.
And
that would just seem so awkward.
It's
like a, well, yeah, but I mean, it just seems like a very thorough gynecological exam.
It's not as painful. We're a lot gentler and slower, so it doesn't feel anywhere near as invasive as the annual gynecological exam.
So can people do this on their own, or do they have to go to your clinic in order to have that therapy done?
Well, we treat people from all over the world, really. They come in for a week, and we see them over 5 days, and then we teach them things that they can continue to do to help maintain the results that they get with our treatment.
Interesting. Okay. Very interesting. So now, with your book, do you talk about those types of therapies in Miracle Moms Better Sex, Less Pain.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we were treating people with chronic pain, and we started hearing people started getting pregnant, and then we started hearing people who hadn't had orgasms ever started having orgasms, or you know, people who had right. pain with intercourse no longer had pain with intercourse. The sex was pleasurable again.
Interesting. Okay. Well, this has been very educational, Belinda. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hands That Heal. We hope you enjoy this educational segment. To learn more about Clear Passage Physical Therapy, please visit www.clearpassage.com.